Welcome, everyone. Another edition of The Good Stuff coming your way on your favorite local radio station. Mike and Kim Burge out of Valentine, Nebraska, your hosts for the next few minutes as we bring you a little bit of good stuff.
That's right. And it's time to pause for a moment. You'll discover Tri-State Livestock News Cattlemen's publication, delivering comprehensive agriculture coverage for decades. It's a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insight. A publication with these credentials warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News. It's available online. Go to tsln.com and you can go ahead and subscribe there and get your copy actually in the mail as well. Tri-State Livestock News.
The 68th annual Home on the Range Champions Ride was held this past weekend up in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. Thanks to the folks there on that Saddle Bronc match for using the good stuff to reach out to the audience in the seven-state area now. If you'd like to do that, just give us a line at kimhburge@gmail.com, and we'll visit with you a little bit about how you can reach an audience there as well. But thanks to the Champions Ride out of Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit the Valentine area and Cherry County in general. Merritt Reservoir International Dark Skies just concluded the Nebraska Star Party there. Coming into fall, it's a great time to float the National Scenic River on the Niobrara, number one in adventures in the Midwest. So check it out at visitvalentine.com. Today on The Good Stuff, I'm going to share something about heat. We've all been kind of going through a little bit of a heat wave across the country over the past month or so. It is the last of July, first of August. So here we go. If you remember the email that we had on a while back about the guy who went from loving the snow to hating the snow, you'll like this one too.
Okay.
May 30th, just moved to Arizona. Now, this is a state that knows how to live. Beautiful sunny days, warm, balmy evenings. What a place. It's beautiful. I finally found my home. I love it here. June 14th, just about 2 weeks later. Really heating up. Got to 100 today. Not a problem. Live in an air-conditioned home. Drive an air-conditioned car. What a pleasure to see the sun every day like this. I'm turning into a sun worshiper. A couple weeks later, end of June. Had the backyard landscaped with western plants today. Lots of cactus with rocks. What a breeze to maintain. No more mowing the lawn for me. Another scorcher today, though, but I love it here. July 10th. The temperature hasn't been below 100 all week. How do people get used to this kind of heat? At least it's kind of windy, though, but getting used to the heat is taking longer than I expected. Just 5 days later, middle of July, fell asleep by the community pool. Got third-degree burns over 60% of my body. Missed 3 days of work. What a dumb thing to do. I learned my lesson, though. Got to respect the old sun in a climate like this. July 20th. I missed my cat sneaking into the car when I left this morning. By the time I got to the hot car at noon, she had died and swollen up the size of a shopping bag and stank up the upholstery. The car now smells like kibbles and cat. I learned my lesson, though. No more pets in this heat. July 25th. This wind sucks. It feels like a giant blow dryer. And it's hot as heck. The home air conditioner's on the fritz, and the AC repairman charged $200 just to drive by and tell me that he needed to order parts. July 30th. Been sleeping outside on the patio for 3 nights now. $325,000 house, and I can't even go inside. Why did I ever come here? August 4th. It's 115 degrees. Finally got the air conditioner fixed today. It cost $500 and gets a temperature all the way down to 85. I hate this stupid place. August 8th. If another wise guy cracks hot enough for you today, I'm going to strangle him. By the time I get to work, the radiator's boiling over, my clothes are soaking wet, and I smell like a baked cat. August 9th, tried to run some errands after work, wore shorts, and when I sat on the seat of the car, I thought my legs were on fire. I lost 2 layers of flesh and all the hair on the back of my legs. Now, my car smells like burnt hair and baked cat. August 10th, weather report might as well be a recording. Hot and sunny, hot and sunny, hot and sunny. It's too hot to do anything for 2 months, and the weatherman says it might really warm up next week. Water rationing will probably be next, and my $1,700 worth of cactus will just dry up and blow over. Welcome to heck. Temperature got to 115 today. Forgot to crack the window and blew the windshield out of my car. The installer came to fix it and said, hot enough for you today? My sister had to spend $1,500 to bail me out of jail. Arizona, what kind of sick, demented idiot would want to live out here? We'll write you a letter later to let you know how the trial goes. Stay cool out there, and that's the good stuff.